This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
The Texas Department of Motor Vehicles issued another bulletin this week regarding the April 8th eclipse and big trucks. Since the solar eclipse on Monday is expected to cause severe traffic delays, no size, weight, permitted travel will be allowed on that day from midnight to midnight in 90 counties. Virtually our entire listening area is affected. For assistance or questions regarding this restriction, contact the Texas DMV Permit Office at 800-299-1700, option 2. Lamar County and Paris officials have been preparing for months for the solar eclipse on Monday and feel confident that they are prepared for the thousands of visitors expected in the city. City employees have been coordinating with the hospital, food, and fuel providers, along with emergency management officials throughout the county. The Emergency Operations Command Center will be activated for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday if needed. On Wednesday, Paris police reported the arrest of Amanda Kofer. The actual subject arrested was 46-year-old Sharon K. Johnson, who had given a false name at the time of her arrest. By the time the discovery of the deception, Johnson had bonded out of jail and at last report remains at large. Johnson will face numerous charges as well as outstanding warrants. Paris police apologize to Ms. Kofer for any distress or inconvenience. A man accused of murdering two people in Oklahoma City was executed Thursday morning at the McAllister State Penitentiary. Michael Dwayne Smith was pronounced dead at 10:20 a.m. Shortly before he was pronounced dead, he took several short, audible breaths that sounded like snores or gasps. The prison director said it appeared that Smith had some sort of sleep apnea. There are many events going on this solar eclipse weekend in the Sulphur Springs area, and you can find many of them at totaleclipsesstex.com, where you can upload information about events, attractions, lodging, retail shops, and restaurants. There are other events for the Sulphur Springs and Hopkins County area on our website, easttexasradio.com. Hopkins County EMS now has two additional ambulances to increase the EMS's ability to respond to emergencies. Hospital CEO and EMS Director Brent Smith said the new ambulances were ordered back in April of 2022, but due to COVID and supply chain issues, just now arrived. The agency now has five ambulances, and more have already been ordered. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.